This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on January 19, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or send an email to us at info@fec.gov.
The next advisory opinion on the agenda today is Atlas Air Worldwide Holdings. My understanding is that we have Mr. Steve Roberts in the audience today. Is that? Who's the counsel from K&L Gates and Russell Palmer, who's the associate general counsel of Atlas Air. I don't anticipate at this point that we have any questions, but if that changes, we'll certainly call you up. But thank you very much for coming this morning, Mr. Bloom.
Thank you, Madam
Chair. Office of General Counsel. Thank you.
Thank you. Agenda document number 12-03 is a draft response to a request for an advisory opinion from Atlas Air Worldwide Holdings, a Delaware corporation. The requester asks whether certain managerial employees at its two subsidiary corporations qualify as executive or administrative personnel under the Act and Commission regulations, such that the requester may solicit contributions from them to its separate segregated fund. The managers are inactive members of the union that represents pilots of the companies. By virtue of their managerial roles, however, their participatory rights in and obligations toward the union are significantly restricted. The draft concludes that the managers do qualify as executive or administrative personnel under the Act and Commission regulations, and that their inactive membership in the union does not otherwise preclude the requester from soliciting them for contributions to its SSF. We did not receive any comments on the draft. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? There's only one draft on this. So do we have a motion?
We do, Madam Chair. I move approval of the draft response set forth in Agenda Document 12-03, Advisory Opinion 2001-25 to Atlas Air.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it 6-0. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bloom.